This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
One more show. You need to bugger off back to being an adult.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I can really stuff it up tomorrow. Yeah,
what the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Ah, it was great having Bridge in for a week, but he's back. Fat is back.
He is.
My goodness. After a week in Fiji, he's bowled on in with his head like a coconut. And it's good to see him. How are you, Pat?
Oh, g'day, Jim. Great to be with you and Rabsy and all the family. Oh, Fiji Fat is back. It's time for a little reset, Jim. It was nice. 5 nights, 5 days, right. 5 nights. Yes. A little eating well, healthy, no drinking.
Eating well. So you're lying both times there.
No, eating well.
You would have eaten everything you saw and drunk a lot.
Well, it's one of those all-you-can-eat joints. Which you get. Breakfast, I just have a bit of toast and maybe an egg, Jim, but all of a sudden there's pancakes.
Oh, right.
Syrup.
Of course there is.
And there's all different sorts of stuff. Yeah. So you load up a bit there.
Yeah, of course.
But I suppose if the family were just wondering how I look, there's only one word that would sum me up right now.
Bronze.
See,
Jim, look.
Oh, no. I got the shirt up.
It's pink.
That's more satin than bronze.
Say, that's red.
Yeah, well, it comes brown. It'll go brown. It's just going through.
It comes brown.
Yeah. It just reckon, and now it becomes brown.
It's like Coca-Cola red, your guts.
It is, exactly. Mm. Yeah. G'day, Rabs.
And next, it's the Saturday Rub, ahead of the Lions and Cats clash, as Triple M rocks.
The 2019 AFL season is proudly brought to you.
Rocks.
What the hell?
Football.
I don't know.
You know what he
might have just muffed his timings a little bit.
He was trying to time out, so he was talking slow as Triple M rocks.
Who is that anyway?
They've moved on. Right. It's all good.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello.
Wasn't down in Tassie.
No, it wasn't. No.
But you know what time it is now.
Well, what time?
Rappy time.
Sponsored.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hey, nice little rappy.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Don't risk missing all your team's matches of the T20 World Cup on KO Sports.
KO!
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I sponsored.
There's a sponsor for the joke and the rappy.
The bookends.
How good. Good on you, Fat. Or was that Bridget?
I think that probably was
Bridget. Thanks to Bridge, by the way, helping out.
Yeah, did a great job.
Good girl, Bridge. Yep. We all love her. Yep. Been on the radio. You two have been on the radio for years.
Well, she was saying it's a long time since she's done it. She's actually got a responsible job these days, the top flight. But she gave us a great time for a week. She was a ripper.
You two have been on my TV longer than Grandma's Ashes.
Oh, there we go.
Even though they did radio.
Yeah, I know.
Boom, tish.
Wouldn't have sounded right if I said on radio.
It didn't sound right at all. What you just said didn't sound
anyway,
right.
Anyway, the Bulldogs. Mitch Wallace has departed the Western Bulldogs.
That.
12 years at Witten Oval, played 162 games, vice-captain.
Very good man.
And a ripping bloke. Very good father-son combination, Steve and Mitch Wallace there. So, and young Joshy boy, never got a game, but part of the family. So all the best to Mitch Wallace there. Also, Steph Martin, speaking of the Western Bulldogs, has retired after 202 games, Jimmy boy, at Melbourne, at Brisbane, and at the Western Bulldogs. And you've got some North Melbourne delistings.
Yeah, four of them. Jed Anderson, interesting.
Jed Anderson.
Yep.
Wow.
Artu Bossenvalagi.
Yes.
Kane Turner. And this one is, we're sad when anyone gets delisted, but especially when it's this man.
Who?
Plugs.
Oh, no.
Plugs.
Plugs got delisted.
Delisted.
He's been, how many games did Plugs play?
I actually don't know.
Brisbane, Geelong, and North Melbourne.
Yep.
Been a very good servant.
Yes.
And we love him. So all the best to Plugs there.
He played 33 games for Geelong, 52 games for Brisbane.
85.
And we didn't actually say how many he played at North. Well, 54.
Oh, 85.
So 139 over 11 seasons, Plugs, and Of course, he had the misfortune of getting some hair work done and Bill found out about it. And then he just went with it on air. Yeah. And from that moment on, he's been known as Plugs.
And who's the coach we spoke to?
Fakes.
Fakes.
Chris Fagan. Yeah.
And we said, have you noticed any work up there? And he said, it's an infestation. Hey, Jed Anderson's a bit of a surprise.
I agree.
He's been a very good player.
Yep.
Hard as cat's head.
He is.
Robbie Gray, also list manager recruiting at Port Adelaide. So they've kept him,
right,
which they should have done there.
Mm-hmm.
The AFLW, only two rounds to go, Jimmy Boy. And three teams on top, Brisbane, Melbourne, Collingwood, all 7-1. And the four teams that started this year, always hard in their first year. The Bombers have won 3, lost 5. Hawthorn 3-5. That's not bad. Port Adelaide 1-6, and Sydney a zip and 8. So two more games, and then we'll have finals there in the AFLW. Mm-hmm. The T20 World Cup has started, Jim. I tell you what, I watched last. How good! I'm flying home Fiji Airlines last night.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a live sport. I watched the traditional rivals, UAE. What's that?
I don't know.
What is that?
That's your phone, Jim.
Not me.
It's your laptop.
UAE taking on the Netherlands, Jim, at Cadinia Park.
Traditional rivals.
Yes. It went down to the wire. Went down to the last ball. Very good there.
Mm.
But the team of the moment at the Minia.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
Well,
what is this?
At the minute is Nabidia.
No!
How do you say?
You're going to have a third go.
Fart out of your mouth.
Well, I've been practicing out there. Jesus, how do you say the bloody thing, Nem? Are we on air?
Yes.
Oh, we're not.
We're on air.
Wait, where's Bridge?
Oh.
Anyway, they defeated Sri Lanka, Jim.
Matty, I want that whole thing turned around, please.
Namibia.
Yes. Yeah, I can't say. Anyway, I looked up that country.
Oh, my God.
They've got desert elephants, cheetahs, antelopes, and it's between Botswana and South Africa, Jim.
Yeah, so you have no problem with those two.
Exactly. Just, Botswana.
Yeah. What about the one in the middle?
South Africa.
And then
old Nambies.
Oh.
He's back.
Matty, I want that whole break turned around and we'll review that next.
Yeah. Jim, I'm talking cricket for a minute.
Well, there you go.
Australia are playing India at the Gabba as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
India sent in the bat. 4 for 144, Jimmy Boy, in that game. I'll tell you what, the other game is Victoria playing Western Australia here at Junction Oval.
Yes.
Western Australia 2 for 232, Jim. 2 for 232. Bancroft got 100. Oh, out on 100. Who's... And Sam Whiteman, 82. Teague Wiley, 34, not out. Hilton Cartwright, 11, not out
very
there.
Very good young player, Teague Wiley.
He very good.
Mm.
Did you see the boxing, our man, Georgie Kambosos? He got beaten again, defeated again, Jimmy Boy. Yes. Well done to Devin Hanley. Hanny.
Oh, no.
What sort of nick
is he in? Honestly.
And
he's rested too.
About a week off. Come on.
Devin Haney. Right.
Haney. No, we've got to wrap you up, mate. KO, absolutely pumped for that.
Poor old KO.
Up next, we're touching on your trip.
Oh, my God.
To Fiji. He's back.
I'm glad I didn't go to Namibia.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And we get some things wrong.
You get things wrong.
After one of the most extraordinary rappies of all time,
this is
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
So, emails come in.
Oh, who from, Jim?
Jim.
Oh, from Jim.
You are the king of kings. Yeah. This is what the email says. Course,
it says every time it
says
it.
It's Quentin here from Montreal. He said, I've just arrived in the country.
Oh, no.
I'm in a cab on the way from the airport and they've had 105.1 Triple M on, and I just caught the back end of the rappy.
Yeah. Rappy.
Can you please replay Fat's attempt at the African nation?
But the team of the moment at the Minia,
Oh, my God. What the hell?
Well, you're
what like, is this?
At the oh. minute, is Nabidia. Is Nabidia.
No!
How do you say?
You're going to have a third go.
Fart out of your mouth.
Nabidia. Well, I've been practicing out there. Jesus, how do you say the bloody thing, Nam? Are we on air?
Yes.
Oh, we're not.
We're on air.
Wait, is... Where's Bridge?
Oh. Namibia.
Namibia. Yes. Thank you.
No! I've got tears rolling down my face.
How's Quentin?
Oh, he can't believe it.
Nah, I just remembered. I know this lovely old bloke near my house. I bought my house off, Brian, who used to run Channel 7, Mellon. And he was first day he was going to listen ever to our show
today.
Today.
Oh, no. He can't believe it. That is.
And I take it all back, what I said off the top of the show, Jim, that I've been away and had a reset. I take all that back.
That's unbelievable.
I can't say it.
It's no, you cannot. No.
Anyway.
Trying to clap his way through it.
Defeated South. Who'd they defeat? Sri Lanka. Well done. But I went to Fiji, Jim. I want to tell you about Fiji because it's for those people out there that might have kids, want to go away on a nice little holiday or by themselves.
Yes.
Very nice. Lovely, lovely people. Very beautiful good people. For babysitting the kids. They love kids. They're very good with the kids. Great weather, 28 every all day. Oh, no, the big boss is E2, Grant.
Grant, cannot believe what you're employing. The man that runs our whole company. And he cannot believe that what he's just heard.
I can't believe he's there. John can't even look at him. I'm not looking at him.
Just if you can run the start
no,
of
no,
that
no,
live.
No. I think he's just come in to make sure I'm okay. Fiji, great weather, 28 degrees every day, plenty of pools, stayed at the Sheraton, very nice there, Jimmy.
Right, yes.
Kiwis everywhere. They love it.
Kiwis?
It's only 2 hours from New Zealand.
Really?
Yes. It's only 5 hours on the bird.
How far from Namibia?
I don't know. I don't know where. No, like Botswana. That's where my spot. Botswana. I can say that, boss. Oh, he's got Gino too.
I can't believe it.
So very good spot if you want to. Have you been, Jim, to Fiji?
I have.
Yeah.
Years ago.
There's these, like there's Sheraton and Sofitel and all these very nice resorts side by side. But then if you go an hour down, there's a Shangri-La, is that? The
Shangri-La.
Shangri-La. Yep. And some very nice golf course down there. It's lovely. So you should go, Jim.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything nice we should say about the boss? What is
He's had enough. He's off. Gone. He can't listen any more of this crap.
I'll see him at the bot. Oh, he lives at the bot.
Oh,
fair
my
income.
Goodness.
But very nice Fiji. Loved it there.
So what Bill's told us is the length of the flight.
Yes.
And there are three or four hotels.
And pools.
And then an hour ago, there's no way there's another hotel. That's it. That's your Fiji experience.
Yes. Well, what else do you want me to say?
Well, what'd you do?
Well, we went to play golf Saturday.
But you didn't play golf.
We forgot our clubs. So we went to the golf club.
Right.
And what's the Caulfield Cup?
Right.
What an interesting race. Mm. Did you see who won the race?
No. Nope.
I still don't know who won it. Number 19. First time a emergency had won the Caulfield Cup.
I see.
Only got into the race Saturday morning, so that was good.
What's this got to do with Fiji?
Fiji, nothing.
Well, we're there watching it. And then, no, just some quality time with, Joey. I was there with Joey and Aaron.
Oh, and your partner in
life.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah, Juzzy was
there. Juzzy was there.
Which was nice, just to spend some quality time together, Jim. Yes.
Yeah. And you stole someone's Lilo?
Well, I borrowed it.
No.
Because you're at these pools and there's all these Lilos and rubber things floating around.
Yeah, that's it, Bill.
Blow up things.
Yeah. Pool toys.
Donuts.
I know what they are.
Yeah, exactly. All float around. So
Sunny life.
Yeah, so I jumped on that.
Yes.
Bloody hell. You ever tried to jump on a blow up thing?
No.
They're hard to do. So I was just floating around the pool and and there's a lady. She goes, "That's my daughter's Lilo. You're on. Any chance I can have it back?"
A young girl's Lilo.
I borrowed it and I gave it back to her. But that just a lovely time if you want to go Fiji, very close and a good spot to go, Jim. That's it.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
So that's your experience in Fiji.
I would highly recommend it.
Right.
But it's not cheap. Well, none of those very nice resorts are, Jim.
Well, that's it,
Bill. If you go, you pay.
Of course you do.
And you might get one free breakfast every out of all the meals. So you...
Did you get yourself forward on the plane, or where were you?
Emergency exit.
Oh, no.
Which was nice, yeah.
Emergency.
Mm, nice, Jim.
What's wrong with business class?
I had to pay a bit much. No. I was on my own too. I should have done that. No, very good. I highly recommend F1J1.
All right. So we're getting some more photos out of you because that one.
I released a couple.
Did you?
Yes. One with the Lilo that I pinched and another one where Fat's just having a cocktail in the pool.
You can see him on Triple M Rush Hour, Instagram, Twitter and Facebook as well.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hey, Jim, I swallowed a dictionary. It gave me the thorus throat I've ever had.
You know the block we're having it down in Gisborne, I think.
We are.
It? Where is it at that way?
Yeah.
And they've
Macedon.
Been unbelievably successful, the block in Australia.
Very.
So people that do well doing up their house make hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Exactly.
Like it's incredible.
Huge.
But that's not the case elsewhere.
What?
Well, so New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Rabs.
Grabsy.
Not sure that's the reason why it didn't succeed. Bill.
Yes.
Kiwi couples on the block, New Zealand. The winning couple.
Yep.
Sold their house.
Yes.
And netted $3,046.
How much?
$3,000. And Bill.
So the reserve was set at 1.1.
That's it.
And it sold for 1.1.
Four. Oh, four. They made $3,000. And Bill,
yeah.
The couple that came second,
oh, no.
They made $76.
$76 Australian dollars, 100 New Zealand.
Bill, they've been going for 3 months
working,
working on the house. They made $76.
Does Mark Richardson host that?
He must do.
I think Mark Richardson is their host.
As in their cricketer.
No, yeah, I think he's a Scott Camp. Yeah, he's a Scott Camp. Mate, that is terrible.
Bill, that's actually disgraceful, isn't it?
That
so
is
hence,
the worst.
Hence! 133353, ring us and tell us the worst prize you've ever won.
Because that'd have to be...
$3,000!
3 months' work and you win 100 New Zealand dollars.
$76.
Wow.
Ring us now. 1-3-3. What are you giving away, Rudsey?
What about these prizes? The legendary Blink 182 are bringing their Rock Hard World Tour to Melbourne, supported by Rise Against, playing Rod Laver Arena, featuring the original lineup, Tom, Mark, and Travis. This will be your show for the ages. Tickets on sale this Thursday at 1 p.m. from livenation.com.au. We have a double pass to that concert. It's going to be magnificent. Blink. Plus, double passes to the T20 World Cup and athletes' foot vouchers.
What the hell?
I know.
133353, ring us now. The worst prize you've ever won.
What's wrong with you?
Blink.
Oh, no. One out blinking. No, I can't do this.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Brad.
Jim, what are you doing?
I've got a shape in my mouth.
Barbecue shapes.
Barbecue shapes.
Fiji Brownless is back in the studio.
So... 3 months of working on the houses on the block in New Zealand. They went under the auction, under the hammer.
And?
$3,000. The winner?
The winner.
$3,000.
What about the
second placed?
Runner-up couple.
76.
For 3 months.
$76.
That's a ordinary prize.
So 133353, we have great prizes, but we want you to tell us about the poxiest prize you've ever won. Gav's from Point Cook, Bill.
Yes. G'day, Gav.
How you going?
Good. What did you win, Gav?
$1.14 check from Tats Lotto.
Yeah. Tats Lotto, you won $1.14.
Yeah. How you going, Bill?
Yeah, just back from Fiji, mate. How you going?
Good. Day's finished, home time.
Good on you.
That's it,
Gav. That's not a great price.
That's a bad price.
$1.14.
Jesse's in Croydon. Hello, Jess.
All right, g'day, mate. How you going?
Good, thank you. Poxiest prize you've ever won?
I won 8 slabs of beer. That were past their use-by date.
Ooh. That's not good.
You can still drink them, you know. They're not too bad.
Well, I did, but it was 150. It was 150 lashes, so it wasn't very good anyway.
Righto. Let's stay there, Jess. Yes. Wendy's in Traralgon. Hello, Wendy.
Wendy!
Hi, how you going?
You ever rang before?
Yes, I have, actually.
All right. How are
you? Why do you ask that question?
Well, I've never spoken to Wendy at Traralgon.
Well, you have. She's rung before.
All right. What did you win that wasn't so good, Wendy?
Well, it was okay, but we went to the Tatsoto place to put Tatsoto one night on Oslotto, and there was one number less in one square.
Yes.
And something told me to put number one in, and the husband butted in and said, no, put 38 in there, right?
Yeah. Oh, I know what's going to happen here.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen.
Number one came up.
Yeah, and we would have won the 15 bloody million.
Oh. And what did you win?
4,500. It made me sick.
No, oh, that's a win.
She's not happy.
Not happy at all.
You could have won 15 million. Sick. Jeez.
Oh, I was so unhappy about that, and I still tell him off to today.
When? There's 100,000 coming up, 100 mil, I think, coming up, isn't there, this week? Is that right?
Guess what, where we are right now. We're just about to put it on.
Good. Oh, well, make sure one's in there.
Don't listen to hubby.
No, I won't. He's an idiot.
Stay there. Claire in Bendigo, Bill.
Hey, Claire Bear.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
What's a shitty prize that you won, Claire?
I won a coffee cup, which just had art prize winner written in permanent marker.
Oh, no.
That's a bad prize.
What in? What were you doing?
It was an art competition when I was a young child, at school. Yeah. And, it was a coffee cup with permanent marker. I don't have it. Mum's probably still got it, but I don't have it anymore. But not that prize.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah. Wow. I like that. Stay on the line. That's good. Nat, Meadow Heights. Hello, Nat.
Hello, how are you?
See, Bill's back and the ladies just ring in, don't they? How are you, Natalie?
I'm good, thanks, Bill. How are you?
Good. Been to Fiji?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. Nice.
Well, Bill should
are you
become...
trying to sell something?
Hey?
Are you trying to sell it?
No, but just if you... No, I had to pay for it all. It's all up front. You can't do that anymore.
When you hear Bill talk about it, Nat, he just goes through the names of the hotels. And that there's a pool.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I just listened to it before.
Do you know that cricket team that beat Sri Lanka? Do you know what they're called, that country?
Yeah, what? BG?
No. The other country trying to say in the World Cup.
What is it, Bill?
Well, I need Nat to help me out.
Why? Well, what is... No, I'm not saying no. I'm not falling for your trap.
What's anyway, the rubbish prize you won, Nat?
I won a crummy key ring from another radio station, and it lasted a week on my keys.
A key ring.
No, well, name them, Bob. What was the name of the station?
Gold 104.
Oh, God. Well, you're not surprised.
Would have been Higo.
Would have been a rubbish bloody
Higo would have given that a shitty old key ring. Yeah, Hig, come on, Higo.
Stay there, Nat. I like that. Stewie's in Bentley. Hello, Stewie.
Yeah, good.
Stewie.
Yes. That's me.
Hello. Rubbish prize you've won.
Well, no offence to Billy, but I'm about to. I won a signed photo of Billy himself.
Oh, no. You did not.
I did so, Billy.
Well, how? What was the prize? How did you win it?
It was on Triple M one time. I rang up and the prize the day before for the guy that won was a set of golf clubs. So I thought it was a fair chance and talk about going in the bunker.
Yep, a photo of you.
Where is it now? It's signed, Jim.
It's signed. Well, I tried to flog it, but that didn't get me far. So I put it next to the picture of my mother on the mantelpiece to keep the kids away from the fire.
Oh, nice, Stewie.
Nice, Stewie.
You'd be disappointed.
You're very. Yes. There's a photo of you.
Even if I had one.
So go on. Who wins?
Well, some good ordinary ones there, Jimmy boy. Mm-hmm. Either the coffee mug.
Yeah, coffee mug.
Claire in Bendigo. Yep. What has Claire won in Bendigo, rabbits?
Claire has won a double pass to see Blink 182. Tickets on sale this Thursday, 1 p.m. from livenation.com.au, but she and a friend are heading along to Rod Laver Arena, February 2024.
Nice, Claire.
Wendy wins something.
Wendy.
Made her sick. She won 4.5K, but missed out on the 15 mil.
Wendy, we're going to send you a $200 athlete's foot voucher. Fititude, your physical and mental best with the perfect fit from the athlete's foot. Now that's fit.
4.5K, but missed out on the 15 mil. Wendy, we're
going to
send you a
$200.
Oh, it's got the radio.
It's me coming back to me.
It is.
Have a listen to yourself, Rebs.
Yeah. This sounded pretty crap.
Hey, Blink 182, Tom, Mark and Travis, they still all together?
They've just got back together.
Oh, yes.
We've got one more prize to give away.
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
Gav from Point Cook.
Gav. He won $1.14 at Tats.
Gav, we're sending you and a mate along. I'm hearing myself back. What's going on
with you, Rabbit?
I don't know. Mate, you're heading along to the T20 World Cup, Melbourne, catch the ICC Men's T20 World Cup in Melbourne. Tickets at t20worldcup.com. You're heading on to Australia versus England.
Oh, good.
Cool.
Nice, Gav.
There you go. Right.
He's happy with it. Cool. Right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's the best argument he can ever.
Call me old-fashioned. But...
So Bill's been in Fiji a minute.
Yep.
And we get a photo of him with his Geelong hat on and his VB lolly bags, dick stickers.
VB.
And it looked to us, Rabs, like it wasn't even taken in Fiji.
No.
It just looked inlet water anywhere.
No, that is Fiji.
No, it didn't look like Fiji at all.
How do you know?
Well, we both looked at it and thought it was horrifically underwhelming.
And I was a bit white.
Very white.
I hadn't been in the sun.
And so up it went, and did the family come for it?
They loved it.
This photo of Fat on the beach in Fiji.
I don't think he's in Fiji. He looks like Port Melbourne.
It does look like Port Melbourne.
The family have outdone themselves today with the comments. Harrison Willett. Since when has the albino whale had two legs? Hashtag bins Fiji style. Hashtag he's eaten Joey.
That's exactly what he's done.
Blake Hatchard says, is Fat's ass hungry? Bloody looks like it. Yeah. Con Persinos. Yes. White LED warning beacon for ships. Jack Kilrain. I think Bill's done some Photoshop work to his guts. Something doesn't look right.
His belly button's off.
Dinesh Amin said, beach brownless. Small lolly bag for Fat. Didn't need a triple XL gas man in there. This is the most disturbing message of all, though, to our Instagram stories. From Victoria Bitter, in the joint,
the actual people
whose logo is on his lolly bags. Yep. Hey, team, are you guys happy for us to reshare this shot on our story? And I wrote back, really? Yeah. No, and I actually on second thoughts, no.
Jim. No, that was. I actually got a lot of feedback on that, and they were very happy. No, they said how good I looked.
No one was.
I actually looked all right. I was happy with it.
And the funniest bit about it for me is I didn't realise this, obviously. I don't look at you with your guts out.
No.
Thank God. Mm. But your belly button's off centre.
Yeah.
It's not in the middle of your guts. Yeah.
Have a look.
Like.
It's right in the middle.
No, it is not.
It looks like the Burnley Tunnel.
It does. Entrance to the Burnley Tunnel. Thank you, Force.
It's a fluff.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Lint.
No, it's fluff.
So
what's lint?
It's not in the middle.
No, just drop it on the floor.
And then you're just throwing it on the floor.
Well, better than on my desk.
Oh, my God.
But very good. I actually got some great feedback, so I like that. But I tell you, I was coming back through customs last night, Jimmy boy, and straight back getting in there. And I ran into a high official there at customs.
Yes.
And I said, oh, he's having a chat. I said, yeah, I've just been to Fiji. He goes, yeah, I know, I've seen it. Everyone in Australia saw it, Bill. It's the worst photo I've ever seen.
Worst photo ever. A million people.
That's what the customs bloke said
last
night.
Over a million people on Facebook saw it.
A million? No.
Over a million.
Over a million.
Looked at it.
Yes.
Yep.
Them happy ones there.
Million.
1.8 million.
Yeah.
1.8.
That's just Facebook, not Instagram or Twitter.
Why?
Well, that's a great question.
A very good question. No one has the answer to that.
You should be getting a lot off VB for that. You'd think you'd get something, wouldn't you?
We already do.
Well,
it's the amount of VB you've drunk that caused it in the first place. Come on, Fat.
I released another couple, so stand by, Jim. They're good ones.
Yeah, so you can see him now on Triple M at Rush Hour. Give us your best feedback towards Bill's photos.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh. Arms in the air, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour. This is bizarre. It's Billy's look at the weird side of footy and other stuff.
Five.
Very good today.
Is it?
No.
Yeah. 5 at 5:05, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
Spot on the mark. Well done, Rabsy, there. And we've got an honourable mention straight up.
Right.
Bridget Duclos, who filled in so well last week. She brought some craft to the Rush Hour last week, Jimmy boy. I like this.
Cows. In different countries, different regions, moo in different languages. Here's an Irish cow.
To be moo, to be moo.
Then there's this one.
Muy al dente.
What about this one?
Moo-ha-ha-ha.
And?
Oh, no.
I like the Aussie one. Here we come.
They're human.
Yeah, nah, moo.
They're human moose.
This is my favourite, the top flight.
Yorle, 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 moo-hoo.
Is that onion?
Onion. Onion in there in the booth creating craft.
Doesn't he love it, onion? Oh, yeah. He's big and the onion head.
My favourite was the New Zealand
chicken. Yeah, yeah.
Comfortably the best. Yeah.
Well done, Bridge. I did like that.
She did a great job.
But.
What's at number five, Fat?
Now, Jim,
mm-hmm.
It was brought to my attention that while I was away, mm-hmm. you found another reason to talk about yourself.
A text came through from Meredith Kelly, otherwise known as Moo.
Lovely Moo. Yeah.
Moog's much better wife.
Yeah.
And she sends me this. She says, JB, I'm reading the new biography on Charlie Watts and you get a mention.
What? And the fact that he put that in his book astounds me. Like, he has done a lot of things with a lot of people. Why would he mention that tiny weeny snippet of nothing?
That's how famous I am.
In his book, The Top Flight.
Good point, Bridge. You brought that story up again.
No, I didn't bring it up again. It's the first time his biography's ever got a mention on our show.
But Bill,
that's what happens when you sort of fly at those levels. You meet those sort of people.
You're a flog.
How about number four, Bins?
The usually unflappable host of Have You Been Paying Attention, Tom Gleisner.
Our man.
He got a bit flappable.
A little bit of showbiz. Arnold Schwarzenegger has been busy.
The Austrian-born actor promised that Wednesday's visit would not be his last, signing the memorial book with the words, I will be back.
Tom, we know you're over there. We know you're over there. And everybody heard what you said. Come on. What is his name again?
I tried to give it the bit of a GST.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He stuffed that up, Tommy.
Come on,
boy.
Tommy.
Come on, you're better
Tommy
than that.
Tommy G.
Top. I like that because he's normally pretty good, our boy.
He's very
Tom.
Good.
Yep.
What's at number three, Coco?
Oh, now Kiss Cam. You've seen this, Jim.
Yes.
It's in America. It's a big craze, actually. Mm-hmm. In Australia, they go to a couple and hopefully they kiss. Well,
yes.
This was a proposal in a hockey game over there in New York, Jim. Mm-hmm. Didn't quite work out. But a guy with a shirt off and it had please say yes, yes, yes written in texter on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
He goes down on one knee, presents a ring to a woman seated in the stand, and it didn't finish well. Have a listen. That's him going down on the knee. So she got up and walked out. Said no.
No,
actually spoke to him for about 3 seconds. Obviously, I can't do this, and she bolted.
Wow.
And that bloke just made that up at the end. Wow.
That's embarrassing.
So that bloody embarrassing, especially that was on camera.
Yes.
Give us number two, Smack.
Only in America, Jimmy boy. This was a lady who was asked to leave a flight in America.
Because you couldn't let my dog sit on my lap.
Ma'am, let's go.
You. All of you. Okay. I am. Shut the. Turn your phone off.
Why are you right now? Who did she hear with?
Why is he recording me?
Because it doesn't matter. Anybody can record anything.
Yeah. Oh, anybody.
You just struck a patch with the bottle. Okay, that's fine. You talk to APD with a few. No problem, man.
You're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
Mate, she wouldn't go. Had a dog and
she's
carrying
potty
on.
Mouth.
Karen, yes.
Mm, potty, Karen.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
What do you got at number one, Bill?
Oh, Jimmy, only in Perth. This is where you were brought up and born.
Was?
This is a young farmer, a Western Australian farmer, got in a bit of trouble at a Perth nightclub, Jim, and he was at court and he walks out of court and... He just had a chat to the media assembled. Have a listen.
He describes himself as a rum-drinking, ute-driving cowboy.
Well, I do get on the piss a lot. We go out to properties, we shoot we do burnouts. You know, typical 20-year-old stuff.
Kyle Ferguson, a carefree cattle farmer turned TikTok sensation, now slapped with a statewide booze ban.
I have just got a notice saying I'm banned from every alcohol serving establishment here in WA.
Are you going to be able to make a whole year without alcohol?
God, no. I love the square beer, the old sugar cane champagne a little too much to not give that up.
The square beer. That's from Perth, Jim. One of your mates.
No, Feral. That man's feral.
Kyle, he likes a frothy. Yep. So I think he got a huge ban. He's banned for years. So good luck trying to ban him for
a year. He sounded a lot like our mate from Wodonga.
Aubrey.
Yeah. How am I meant to get a Centrelink?
Raps. It's got to load up another page.
Raps.
Wodonga and Aubrey.
That's him, doesn't
exactly.
He? Sounded like him.
They like a drink. That's okay. So there you go. Another fine edition of... Yeah. 505.
That good, actually.
That wasn't bad.
But we've got some feedback coming.
Mm. Have we? Mm-hmm. On you?
No, you.
On Rose.
Yeah.
No, from Rosie.
From Rosie.
On you.
On you.
On Rosie. From Rosie.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I like the bloke to agree with me.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole Rosie Walton.
Yes. Hose, hello, Hose. Great to see you.
Lovely to see you. You do actually look very well refreshed. No, it doesn't sound like it, but you look it.
Bronze.
Bronze.
I had a little haircut today, which helps, I think. Makes me look like I've lost weight.
Probably not.
I don't know if that's what it is. But anyway, we've got some fresh photos of Bill today on our Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Mm. There's one of you holding a cocktail.
Yes.
Sort of pink number.
It is.
Remember
what
that was?
No.
Cosmopolitan, maybe?
It was one of those Slurpees with vodka.
A daiquiri.
No, just a Slurpee with vodka. A red Slurpee with vodka I ordered.
Okay.
I got that.
Fancy. Yes. And a photo of you on a Lilo, which did you say you stole from a child?
Borrowed.
Yeah, I did.
I gave it back when the mum
yelled at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Feedback's great, obviously.
Yes, good.
No.
Rich B says, FFS fat, apply some Factor 400. Mm. You're a little bit pink on top in the Lilo one.
Well, you don't realise how long you lie in the sun.
Mm. Glenn Brown Photography wrote tomato brownless.
Yeah.
Very red. Vetter Dude, that Lilo's doing some heavy lifting. Adrian O'Brien pointed out, which I noticed, unfortunately, live here in the building today, you've got white underboob.
Oh, no.
I think that happens.
No, it doesn't.
If you got boobs.
Yeah. Have you noticed this?
Yeah,
try them again.
You shouldn't have it on a man.
No, but if you got boobs and it gets doesn't get burnt underneath there, Jim.
God. It should never happen to a man.
Stop jiggling them, too. Yeah. D-Man 7500 wrote, keen for Todd from Barwon Heads. 2 cents on this one. Very quiet again. Fletch M, the pool floaty had to be designed by ship engineers, surely.
Stayed up. Just a normal.
Like it.
Therio 78, good old burnt tits brownless.
Yes.
STV, something or other said, did he even pack a shirt? We haven't seen you in a shirt yet.
Not enough tees. That's what I didn't take over.
Right.
Wore one.
Didn't have a shop there anymore?
You had one T-shirt.
Well, yes, a grey one that I wore every day.
Would there be a shop
not
there
great
somewhere?
In warm climates, grey T-shirts.
No.
Well, I found that out, yes. And I had my Bing Tang singlet there, which is in the wrong joint.
Okay. Sam Martin 335 wrote, he needed a Karcher to apply his sunscreen.
Yes.
You imagine someone just off the side spraying him?
Yes.
Now to today.
Oh, no.
You're back.
What happened?
You're back.
I've just started at 5.
Are you here?
I've clocked in at 5.
Okay, because at 4 o'clock there was something interesting happening.
Yep.
Zach Butterworth sent us a message on Instagram. Team, what the hell did I just listen to? Is this a show or a massive idiot file? Fiji, VB, Budgie, Speedos, Brownless in absolute poor form. Come on, bins. Stuart Alexander just dialed in. Is Fat okay? Seems to be having some sort of an episode. Let's have a listen, Rabs.
But the team of the moment at the Minia.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
Well, you're
what is this?
At the minute is Nabidia. How do you say?
You're going to have third go.
Fart out of your mouth.
Namibia. Well, I've been practicing out there. Jesus, how do you say the bloody thing, Nam? Are we on air?
Yes.
Oh, we're not.
We're on air.
Where's Bridge?
Namibia.
Namibia.
Yes.
I can't say.
Brenton Taylor on our Facebook. If the first 10 minutes of today's show wasn't the best radio you've ever heard, I'll eat my hat. I'm not sure how to define best.
No.
Andy Roberts, I'll eat my hat.
It's not winning any awards.
But that's even like a snippet of what happened at the start of today's show. So you got to hear the full thing on the podcast, on the listener app when it comes up after the show. Mm. Boozehound Ben, though, was prophetic. He wrote this on the Instagram post of your photos. I'm predicting career worst again.
Yep.
Well done, Ben. Well done.
He wasn't delivered. He wasn't that bad.
He's delivered.
You say he's pathetic.
Oh, God.
Ralphie said.
Yeah, this is racetrack.
A no good first up from a spell. That's what Ralphie said. Racetrack, Ralphie.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Can we please get Billy to tell us where the Formula One is this weekend?
Oh, it's not in Ashburger's, Anne.
So I get a text while you're away, Fat.
Another text.
From a good mate of ours.
Yes.
Known as Two Dogs. Oh, Two Dogsy.
Dogsy.
Little Dogsy.
Yes. He's from Channel 9.
Channel 9,
the footy show.
Yes. The footy show many, many years. Good one of the great men, Dogsy. Yes.
He's a lot like our man, Matty.
That's similar type, actually. Yeah. Very good. Very
do
good.
Do all the grunt work.
Yep, they do.
Yep.
Good boy.
Yeah.
G'day, Jim.
G'day, Jim.
Hope you're going well, mate. Thought this might interest you. Bill's charging flogs $40 for a photo.
No.
Love dogs.
What?
So I open it up, and it's a flyer Dogs has sent me.
Right.
For a night with Billy Brownless on the 19th of October, which would be in a couple of days' time.
Yes. Yeah. Wednesday night.
Where's that?
This is at the Braybrook Hotel.
No.
$70 dinner and show.
I'm not. Bill, it's a Geelong Cup Wednesday, and I'm at the Geelong
$40 Cup. $40 professional photo opportunity. So people parting with $40 to have a photo with you.
And I'm not going. What's this? It's 19th of October, Jim.
In fact, I'm looking at it here. Dogsy sent it to me.
Is it in your diary?
No, it's not.
Fat, you are.
Who's running the show there?
What's... You are the main man. Bookings at Braybrook Brownless. It's actually, they've set up a whole site.
No, I'm
Braybrook Brownless. Events. Bright.com.au.
No.
We're getting someone to grab your diary to see if it's actually in there.
You know what's on? Geelong Cup is on Wednesday.
Wednesday, 19th of October. It wraps. Is that what it says?
Wednesday, 19th October, Braybrook Hotel, $70 dinner and show, $40 professional photo.
So
Wednesday is my diary.
Yes.
Monday today, Jim. Tuesday, Wednesday. Nothing.
Well,
hang on. No, there's a bit written in there.
No, I've got to ring Benny Riddle and Cherie and Kerry Austin, but that's...
Fat, you are going to the Braybrook Hotel.
I don't think I am, Jim. I don't know. I've never heard of this before. And I've never heard of $40 photos, by the way.
$70 dinner and show.
This is bit.
And then, Bill, $40 professional photo opportunity. So people can part with their hard-earned $40.
No, that's...
And get a photo with you.
I don't know anything about that, Jim.
Look at the face.
I honestly don't. Can you ring the Braybrook Hotel and see if it's on, please? Because I don't.
You think I'm making it up? Look at your stupid head.
Yeah, I can see my stupid head. I'm not booked in, Jim. I'm not booked in.
You know
I
what? We're going to ring the Braybrook Hotel.
Ring him up.
Yep. And we're going to see if this is actually legit happening.
Dinner and show Brownless.
I know who's behind this. I'm going to ring him right now. It's $40
for a photo.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I couldn't believe how good I was and how skinny I was.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw and the man who's appearing at the Braybrook Hotel for $70
and show.
$40 photo.
Just be careful.
Billy Brown.
It's not in the diary and I don't know who's booked me in. I've got a feeling.
Well, Hose has actually gone and done some research.
Facebook.
And?
Page?
More.
It's not on.
Sorry. I rang the Braybrook Hotel. It went to an answering machine.
Yes.
So I've asked them to call back on the studio number.
Oh, no,
so
good.
Find out straight away. Yep. Their Facebook page has more information.
Good.
Oh.
Braybrook Hotel brings one of Geelong Cat's most entertaining and loved character in the AFL, Billy Brownless.
Mm.
Billy Brownless will be on stage for an intimate interview based on topics related to his football career.
Oh, my God.
A live auction with limited edition and authentic Geelong memorabilia will also take place.
Authentic.
Please note this is a strictly no sign event. Authentic signed memorabilia will be available as part of the auction.
Oh. No, I honestly don't
Guests
know about
Guests will
that.
Have the opportunity to get photos up, slash have a chat to Billy as part of the photo package available.
They can have a chat. $40. Yeah. Well, I'd be careful with that because I don't know if I am going. I'm going to ring someone when we get off air, Jim, because right. I'm not sure.
It's had one share and six likes.
Now, how old is that, by the way? That
30th might... of September.
Yeah. Oh, so it's, see, it's not on.
Oh, what do you think?
What do you mean?
I don't think it's on.
Dogsies, no,
they,
I've said
they would
it
delete it if it wasn't on.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not sure about that. Anyway, how's the cricket scores, please?
Oh.
Australia take on India. I'll give you Australia. In the World Cup, Jim. Yes, Australia.
Please. Subtle change of subject. Yeah,
yeah, they're playing New Zealand SCG Saturday, October 22. That game is sold out.
One for
sold
94 it. After 10.
Well, that's not bad. They're going, all right, here's Dougal. This will be good, am I?
I don't know. 40, he's Dougal. Right, here he goes.
Anyway, he's
am
Dougal.
Am I on at Braybrook Wednesday?
He's taking a call mid-show.
Oh, now he's come not on, saying Bill. Anything.
No, it's not on Wednesday.
Oh!
It's not on Wednesday.
Oh, they couldn't sell any tickets.
It's rescheduled. Oh! Apparently.
No one wants to pay $40 for a photo.
Don't turn up Wednesday night.
No.
For the Geelong
Cup. No one was turning up.
There's hundreds.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What's wrong with him, Jim?
There's something very wrong with him.
Shepparton was one of the hardest hits from the flood waters, Bill. And we're joined by someone from one of our sister stations up in the Goulburn Valley, Ashley Baker.
Yes, Ashley's on the line. G'day, Ash. She works at the Hit Network up there in Shep, part of the SCA family there. Now, Ash, tell us your story, because you went into work at 6 a.m., a couple of days ago, and what happened?
Yeah, Saturday morning I went into work to go do the emergency broadcasting and make sure everyone's up to date with everything. I got into the station and it was a little bit flooded. I thought this is probably the worst of it.
Yep.
And as I kept looking out of my studio over the next couple of hours, the water just creeped up and creeped up and creeped up to a point where it was above my knees and I don't know what's in that water out there. So I had to call the SES to get myself out and they had a few more people that were a bit more, you know, ahead of me. So it took me 27 hours and an overnight stay at a radio station.
27 crazy. Hours, stuck. You're stuck.
Yeah, as I say, the water, once I ended up leaving, it was probably above my shoulder height water out the front of our Hit and Triple M building in Shepparton at the moment.
Wow. So we, in our little office here, we have toilets, which is nice, and you have a kitchen, but you don't have beds, so where did you sleep, Ash?
Luckily, one of our amazing salespeople has like a really comfortable couch in their office. And I usually really like relaxing on it and, you know, have a little chat with the sales guys.
Yeah.
But it made a really fantastic bed last night. So curled up, had a few Triple M and Hit jackets as my blanket. And I sort of settled in there. And I was like, a couple of hours of shut eye after helping out the guy who was doing the overnight emergency broadcasting, making sure he was up to date with the latest here in Shep. But yeah. It was an experience, really rough in the radio station.
Bill, I've seen the vision.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous how high the bloody water is. Is it going to get worse?
No, I think what they've said is it peaked at about 12 o'clock today, ended up being 12.06 metres. I think that's what was at. So not as bad as they're expecting it, it's bad outside. So it could have been a lot worse, apparently. So I think what they're saying is we're starting to recede, but I don't think the flood water is going to go anywhere for the next few days. It's just not going to get any higher or worse is the sort of word around town and from the SES at the moment.
That's unreal. And you got rescued by the SES in a boat, I assume, a little dinghy?
No, actually. They had a dinghy behind them, but luckily they were able to get their, like, a ute lifted up really, like, very, very high.
Yeah.
And then as we were going out, basically, the water was up to the window on this lifted ute as we were driving out. And I was concerned. I was like, how is these doors not letting water in right now? But we were all nice and dry. Then, got out finally, but all the road around that area was just, water meter or more deep.
But where do you go, though? That's the thing. I mean, it's all very, very well getting out of your building.
High ground.
But, where is it? Where are people actually living?
Yeah.
Currently, a lot of people who have been evacuated are at the release centres and Shepparton Showgrounds and Deakin Reserve. So there's a lot of, they've got a bit of few tents and caravans set up there. So they've all got lots of people evacuated to those areas. So it's been set up and nice and dry over there. And they've got meals. They've got people providing water and shelter and entertainment, that sort of thing. So they're really, a community has come out to help the people that are evacuated in those areas. So they're the main centres around Shepparton right now that we can see people going to.
Not the first jock ever to fall asleep at the station,
no,
by the
no.
way.
Yeah, I'm going there, I am.
Normally not for flood reasons, though, Ash.
And normally they're on air, the ones that do fall asleep.
All right, so you've got a big day broadcasting. The two stations have come together, yeah?
Yes. So Hit 96.9 and Triple M 95.3 across the Golden Valley are now one station. So we've got people broadcasting 24/7, making sure the emergency updates are out, making sure we're getting in touch with the latest, like the information and the everyone around, seeing, getting like a lot of locals and seeing what their response is, and just kind of seeing what the vibe around the GV is. And it seems spirits are high, maybe a bit wet, but the spirits are still high, and you know, just make sure everyone's up to date.
Beauty, Ash. Well done. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Ashley Baker on the Rush Hour. If you are listening to us in the Goulburn Valley, make sure you keep it locked on Triple M for all the latest flood information.
Roberts, there was an overnight who actually fell asleep and could be heard snoring.
Who was it?
I know.
On another station.
Oh, yes.
Hutchies. Oh. Heard snoring.
No. We're going to have to get to an outbreak. I think it's the Rush Hour, Kate Triple Bala. M.
Oh! The all-night appetite.
Watch Billy's joke.
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Ned Brockman joins us tomorrow.
Yes.
This man's run from Cottesloe to Coogee.
100
Ks a day.
I know, Jim.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And he had a bit of a setback. He was making very, very good time and then had some injuries, as you would expect. He's only 23 years old. 3,800 Ks in 46 days, Jim.
No, that's ridiculous.
46 days, if you don't mind.
That is ridiculous. So we're going to speak to him tomorrow.
Good on you, Ned.
But, well, what we did last week for Bridge is
Did you do a joke?
We played your worst jokes
ever. How good.
To her.
They're that bad, they're good.
No, they almost were. They were appalling, weren't they?
Yep.
And so we finished with the brick on Friday.
Oh.
So to get it back a bit, because the previous four were unlistenable.
Yeah, has the brick one done well? I spoke to Ethan. He said 1 million.
No, that was how many people saw your fat guts
that was
VB bathers. Million.
Million.
So here we go.
Righto.
And it's sponsored.
No.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke. Allegra Interiors, Melbourne's premium curtains and blinds retailer. For a free quote, search Allegra Interiors.
So the Rappy is sponsored and your joke sponsored.
Well, about time. It's only taken 11 years, Jim.
Well, we've had sponsors before that have come and go with the joke.
Who are the interior mob? Allegra.
Allegra,
yeah, good. Mm. Yeah. Well done.
So premium curtains and blinds retailer.
So let's see if we can hang on to this one with some good content.
I'm sorry, Allegra. Oh, let's try. We'll wait for the buzz. I've been working on this one for a week. Here we go.
Righto.
Jim. When is a door not a door?
When?
When it's ajar.
Oh, no. you go to Fiji for a week and you come back with that.
Well, it's not a door, it's ajar.
Yeah, no, I know what it is.
It's a bit open, Jim.
So you got the joke.
No, we
got it sponsored. Here we go with a joke.
I just come back with that one. I've been working hard at it, so, yeah.
You're sitting by the pool. That's the best you could come up
with. Went through all these jokes, and I've told them all.
I reckon that the Fijian sun has seeped into your
skin. Oh, I got another
one. Scone. Here we go.
I didn't mind that, by the way. What were you going to play? Was it going to be
Woolly? Oh, no, that was definitely Woolly.
All right. A policeman pulled over an elderly lady the other day while she was knitting, Jim.
Yes.
Pull over. Well, he's trying to, she's driving alongside. He said, pull over. She said, nah, it's a scarf.
Oh, my God. Look, listen to the girls. I can hear them through the glass.
Whitney Larson. Oh, man, that's so unfair.
No, it's not.
Don't tell me you've got together while I've been away, you two. Bulla, bulla. Bulla, bulla. I don't mind this reminds me of Fiji.
Bula bula.
What the hell?
Bula bula.
Da. Allegra curtains. Real
bula
pissed off.
No, no. It's a scarf.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.